Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. I want to remind you, our Seed Harvest Blessing Challenge. Seed Harvest Blessing Challenge. You can plant a seed today. $1, $5, $10, whatever the Lord puts on your heart. Saving America, saving India. Welcome aboard. Great to be with you here at Chosen Generation Radio. We do need your support. Our sponsors need your support. PatriotMobile.com/chosen. PatriotMobile.com/chosen. Look, everybody is using one of these. Holding up a cell phone. Everybody's using one of these, folks. We're all using them. Why not support a company, a Christian conservative company with great coverage? Why not support a Christian conservative company? PatriotMobile.com is that company. Sign up with them today. You can use your phone, switch it over, but make connection with them today. PatriotMobile.com/chosen will get you a free sign up, so you won't have to pay the initial sign up charges. Free activation. PatriotMobile.com/chosen. Donations are needed today. Cash App is available to you. Pastor Greg CGR, the dollar sign, Pastor Greg CGR at Cash App. Dollar sign. Patriot, Pastor Greg CGR, dollar sign Pastor Greg CGR, or Venmo at Chosen-Generation-Radio, Chosen-Generation-Radio. Don't forget also to get yourself signed up over here, CGRWellness.com, free registration, use Chosen Gen Radio for a $20 discount on orders of $50 or more. Those are products that I take. I've been taking them since last October, and my improvement has been dramatic, dramatic. Liquid vitamins, liquid products, we're going to be talking about all of that, not next week, but the last week of the month, the entire week. We're doing a week, it's called the CGR Wellness Week. Starts on the 25th with Tim Schaaf at 8:30 a.m. Eastern. Every day we'll cover a different product, what it does. We'll start out by telling you why it's so important. Listen, this is your temple. I know I got a text message. Well, just pray and God will heal you and give you divine health. And I believe in divine health. But I also believe this is my temple. And no matter how healed I am, I still got to eat. I still got to drink. I still got to feed myself. And guess what? Putting in the right stuff is going to give you the right results. Hello. Putting in the right stuff gives you the right results. Speaking of putting in the right stuff, I want to welcome my guest to the program. He's been patiently waiting. He's not feeling well today. Keep him in your prayers. My Grandchildren's America. You can find him at CG Contributors. He is my very dear friend. He is a supporter of our ministry as well, and I want to thank him publicly for that, although he does such under the biblical idea of don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. So he doesn't do it for public lauding. But I say it as a means to say, here's someone that is vested in what we do here at Chosen Generation Radio. He's not paying to be on the program. I've had Don Jans on my program for nearly 10 years. But he's he's vested because he sees the good fruit. He sees what we do, and he wanted to be a supporter of what we're doing, and I'm grateful for that. Don Jans, welcome, dear brother.
Thank you, and I ask the public to be a little patient with me today. Like you said, I'm not 100%, but the Lord will see us through.
Amen. Amen. Well, and again, I thank you so much for your support for the ministry. I really appreciate that. It goes a long ways. I've been playing today this film and commentating on it, Disinformation, The Secret Strategy to Destroy the West, General Ian Mahai Pacheco, and I'm just torturing his name, and I apologize. He's a high-ranking lieutenant general, the highest-ranking defector, and I can just tell you, from my own experience dealing with defectors, being briefed by defectors when I was in as a Russian linguist in the United States Air Force during the Cold War, this stuff is dead on track. I mentioned to you, Don, that I was going to share a scripture again. This is 2 Corinthians chapter 11. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, starting at verse 12. But what I do, that will I do, that I may cut off occasion from them which desire occasion, that wherein they glory they may be found even as we. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. And I texted you, Don, with the suggestion that Marxism uses the exact same tactics as Satan did to try to overcome the world.
The Marxist movement will do what they have to do to gain control. Karl Marx himself came from a Jewish family, and many of his uncles were rabbis, especially on his mother's side. And then when that area was retaken, or when the Jewish people were told that they would have to leave that southeastern area of Germany, his dad switched to a Lutheran, to become a Lutheran. And Marx knew the Bible extremely well. He was raised, when he was being educated as a kid, he was raised learning the Bible. So Marx was very, very, very much attuned to the Old Testament, the New Testament, the whole Bible. And, of course, he knew better than God did and became a strong, strong atheist. But in many of his teachings, he does refer to the Bible. And so will use it in every aspect he can to gain confidence. And then, of course, try and teach atheism. He is was a strong, strong, strong atheist, and deceived many, many, many people, and just as his people are doing today, just in order to gain control over them. That's their tactic.
Yeah,
we see it every day.
It's just absolutely mind blowing. When you consider who he was and how deceptive he was. You know, one of the things that they push that no one talks about per se, but it comes up in this disinformation, and I'm so glad that it does, by the way, and that is the issue that has to do with creating a utopia here on Earth. They believe, right, that they're going to create this concept of heaven on earth. And it's go ahead.
I was going to say that Marx was also a student of Hegel. And when you go back and you study a lot of these philosophers, they have this concept, and Hegel was right along with them. They have this concept that man, every generation will become better and better and better. That eventually, because as we become better, and I'm not exactly sure what they mean when they say we will become better, but supposedly we will all learn to get along much better. We will all learn that we must be kind to each other, and all of these types of things that we're being taught, and all of this acceptance, and that eventually, because as each generation gets better, then one day we're all going to live in this total harmonious utopia, and everybody will live in total harmony. And this is the essence of communism. This was the essence of many of those philosophers. And I always thought, as I read them, why don't they just look to the Bible? Because a lot of what they preach is heaven. The only problem is they preach that everybody will get there, that there is, that God doesn't exist, there is not judgment, and it's totally contrary to the Bible. But the end result is really heaven.
Right. Absolutely.
It's right there. Yep. All they have to do is read it and accept Jesus Christ.
Yep. Exactly. No, it's a scary thought. It's a really, really scary thought. And of course what it does is it sucks in the church. That's what it does.
We now are being preached. We're now being taught salvation through works, a salvation through good deeds, a salvation through giving, which is of course totally contrary to the scripture. But it does follow a lot of the same lines that the Marxists would have us believe. Remember, Marxism is really a type of philosophy that requires total conformity. You have to do what you're told, and as long as you totally conform to their teachings, you will get along just well, or just very fine. The minute you start to go against their teachings, and especially when you start preaching or you start talking about Jesus Christ, mm-hmm. you are now a real, real a liar.
Well, and that's one of the things that's in this disinformation. They say communism is a religion. Lenin is its God. Back after this.
I'm Tim Sheff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. A product called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nika products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel TAS by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers. And get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at CGRWellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. There I am. Again, I just want to tell you, seed harvest blessing. Seed harvest blessing. You know what? Your support keeps us going. Seed harvest blessing. You can do $1. You can do $5. You can do $10. We're saving America. We're saving India. We're talking about it. You know, I've had people say, I heard my daughter said this to me. She said, well, you know, what's the deal? You know, he was a talk radio guy. Why does he need to have guests? Well, I have guests because the guests have insightful things to say. I'm very choosy about who I put on. Now, I don't have guests today due to several different issues, but I'm showing you a film, Disinformation, and somebody says, well, why don't you just talk? Because there's information in here presented in an expert fashion that you need to know. And in the in-between, I am talking. I'm talking about how Scripture shows us what Satan is doing, how he uses disinformation, how disinformation is a foundational principle of communism and Marxism, and the factions. And Don, I talked about this, and then I'm going to throw this to you to kind of close things out for us in this segment. Everybody talks about Putin and Putin and the Ukraine, and Ukraine's bad and Putin's good and he's a liberator and he's coming against the liberal global economic da 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 da. Here's the thing to understand. There is a deep state. There are globalists. There are Marxists that are working within our own government that have infiltrated. Disinformation even talks about how long they've been there and the groupings and the associations that they are. And yes, they are there. They exist. But they have their own agenda. Make no mistake. Putin has an agenda. He wants to be an emperor. He wants to be an authoritarian dictator, and he is using a form of communism, but more importantly, he is using dictatorial and authoritarian means to control his nation, and he wants to conquer again Eastern Europe. Xi is an emperor. His goal is to be an emperor. And Rosin, who is the president of Iran, wants a caliphate. So we have all of these entities that are working to overthrow the sovereign United States of America. And while you may think in your head, oh, well, Putin's a good guy, because there's even conversation, and we saw this earlier in Disinformation, the booklet that was put out that is the Zionist propaganda that talks about, oh, it's the Jews and they're taking over everything. That was absolute 100% fake, made-up communist documentation, and they literally wrote a history and put it in a book, and then Hitler copied that book and disseminated it even more widely than Stalin had disseminated it in order to attack the Jews. And why did they go after the Jews? Because of the rule of law. Because in the Jewish culture, law supersedes man. God supersedes man. And you can't have that in an authoritarian, communist, Marxist regime. Don, to you.
What you're talking about, to a large extent, is
individualism versus collectivism. What the dictatorships, the Marxist movement, all the globalists of today are all these collectivists, where the human, where we people are just animals, truly just animals.
Yep.
And we're indispensable. We can be, they don't
no, we
care
are
who
dispensable.
They fit into.
We are, we're we not are indispensable, we're yeah. dispensable.
Thank you, yes.
Yeah.
And we can just, we
I
can
believe,
just be
you put, and I believe we're indispensable because we're created in the image of God, but that's not what they believe. Go ahead, sir. I'm sorry.
Right. And that's the individualist.
Yeah.
So you have this individualist who believe in the individual person versus the collectivist, where you're just you're just a member of a quad. And the conformity is critical in a collectivist community. You must conform to the dictate of who's ever in charge. In an individualist world, you need different ideas. You need different concepts. And God is totally contrary to the collectivist. He is absolutely an individualist. He told us. He created us as individualists. He says, I knew you were when you were in your mother's womb. I created you as this person, and I have a plan for you.
Yeah.
And that is where the collectivist comes in and says, no, 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 that can't be. We have to mold those persons into being total conformist to our ideas. So when we start to think differently, then we are an enemy of the state.
And it's important to understand as well that when we talk about individualism, we are individualists who recognize that our individual, our the sovereignty of who we are is such that it has been instilled in us, and we bow to God. Life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, they're not things that God gave us. They're actually the materials that God made us with. When he said you're fearfully and wonderfully made, some of the fearful and wonderful was life and liberty and the ability and the desire to pursue and to be the best that we can be, and to be creative, all of those things that make us in the image of God. Back with more after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nega products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur, the dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive four-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers make them ultra-comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur, the dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back, folks, to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And in about 15 minutes, Joshua Phillips is going to join us from the Epic Times live from the Freedom Fest. So I'm excited that we're going to have him joining us. Again, please, folks, I really need some support from you. Please help us. Seed Harvest Blessing Challenge. God will bless you for blessing this ministry. $1. Go to Cash App now. $PastorGregCGR, $PastorGregCGR. $1 you can send. $5 you can send. Go to Cash App and send money right now, or Venmo at Chosen-Generation-Radio. At Chosen-Generation-Radio. It's up on the screen. Please consider that. Support our sponsor, Patriot Mobile. PatriotMobile.com/chosen for free activation. Save some money on your fuel costs. Sign up at greenfueltabs.shop. Look, each one of these things are things that you are already spending money. The only thing that's different is this right here. This $1 or $5 or $10. That's the only ad. That's the only thing different. You should be taking care of your temple. If you're not, we're going to talk to you about that for the entire last week of July. We're going to spend a segment every single day talking about that, and I'll be getting that information out and cutting that up and sending it out separately so you understand how important it is to take care of this temple so you can do the work that God has called you to do. But the cell phone, you've got a cell phone. You're spending money with a company right now that more than likely does not believe what you believe. But Patriot Mobile does. Join them today. Make the switch. PatriotMobile.com/chosen. Get signed up. Get switched. Do it today. You're already spending that money. Save some money. They will save you money, and you'll be supporting a Christian conservative organization. You're already spending money on gas. Come on. Think about it. You're driving. You're in your car. You got to go somewhere. You pull up to the pump, you look at the price of gas, anywhere from $4 up to $8, $9 a gallon, and you're saying, oh my gosh, I can't believe this. Save 20%. Save 20%. Greenfueltabs.shop. Sign up, give it a try. It's $2.50 to treat 10 gallons. Now make sure you use a whole tablet. Don't get, oh, I'm going to kind of splice it. No, go ahead, drop a whole tablet in. If you got a 15-gallon tank, drop two tablets in. Seriously. You're going to save on your fuel. All right, here we go. Disinformation. This is about Cuba and the Bay of Pigs. Check it out. Get these things going. I got an electric. There we go.
From the failed Bay of Pigs invasion of Cuba, Kennedy earned the KGB codename Pig. Bolstered by that failure, Khrushchev decided to bully the president and force the Americans to give up West Berlin. He thought Kennedy was a willing dupe, but Kennedy proved otherwise.
The source of world trouble and tension is Moscow, not Berlin. And if war begins, it will have begun in Moscow and not Berlin. For the choice of peace or war is largely theirs, not ours.
In August of 1961, Khrushchev ordered the construction of a wall to end the exodus of East Berliners to the West. In response, Kennedy ordered the mobilization of forces in West Berlin. By October 27th, Soviet and American tanks stood 100 meters apart on either side of the checkpoint. The Berlin crisis of 1961 ended peacefully the next day, following a Soviet understanding to withdraw tanks. Kennedy had shown that neither he nor the free world would back down from Khrushchev.
All free men, wherever they may live, are citizens of Berlin. And therefore, as a free man, I take pride in the words, Ich bin ein Berliner.
In May of 1962, Khrushchev decided to secretly deploy more than 50,000 Soviet troops to Cuba, along with nuclear-tipped missiles that could threaten Washington and New York. On October 14th, a U.S. reconnaissance aircraft shot photos over Cuba clearly showing construction sites for medium-range and intermediate-range nuclear missiles. Thus began a 13-day confrontation between the Soviet Union and the United States that could end in a nuclear holocaust.
The purpose of these bases can be none other than to provide a nuclear strike capability against the Western Hemisphere.
After rejecting advice from several fronts for an airstrike and full invasion, Kennedy settled on a naval blockade or quarantine of ships into Cuba. As Russian ships drew closer to the line of U.S. naval vessels, the spark that could set off a war was set. October 22, 1962, for the first time in its history, America's Strategic Air Command went to Defensive Condition 2. The next step, DEFCON 1, the cocked pistol for nuclear war. On the morning of October 28, a new message from Khrushchev was broadcast on Radio Moscow.
The Soviet government has ordered the dismantling of weapons in Cuba, as well as their quaking, and return to the Soviet Union.
Once again, Kennedy checkmated Khrushchev. The missiles were removed. The top Soviet leadership took the Cuban outcome as a blow to its prestige, bordering on humiliation.
I heard from Aristopheles in the Romanian intelligence, who thought Khrushchev intended to kill JFK. When the leader of communist Romania returned from a trip to Moscow, he said, the lunatic Khrushchev is so furious at Kennedy, and he's ready to tear him limb from limb with his bare teeth. He called Kennedy an arrogant millionaire and a warmongering fanatic, manipulated by the CIA. Today, people remember Khrushchev as a down-to-earth peasant who corrected the evils of Stalin. But he wasn't. The Khrushchev I knew was a compulsive political chatterbox who had no objective appreciation of facts and who had gotten a taste for the simple criminal solution because of his close association with Stalin's mass killings.
It is well known that Stalin and Khrushchev both dispatched assassins to the West. In the late 1930s, Stalin called for the head of his former colleague, Leon Trotsky. As history records, Trotsky was killed with an ice axe in Mexico. Khrushchev's assassination exploits were later exposed in the case of Bogdan Slashinsky, who confessed to a West German court that he had assassinated two enemies of the Soviet Union on Khrushchev's orders.
A dark page in the annals of America has been written to the crack of an assassin's bullet. A nation mourns, the world grieves. The man who became 35th president less than 3 years ago is dead. His life crushed like his wife's abandoned bouquet.
Did the Kremlin order a hit on President John F. Kennedy in 1962? The Berlin and Cuban missile crises had humiliated Khrushchev. And as he was losing power, he could have sought to liquidate the individual he blamed for his decline. There is no doubt he had a motive. In Oswald, he may have found the means. Pacheppa's 2007 book detailed the worldwide disinformation operation by the KGB to divert the attention away from Moscow.
All Soviet bloc espionage services were identically organized and had identical methods of operation. These operations can easily be identified by their particular patterns, if you're familiar with them. The case of Lee Harvey Oswald shows a KGB pattern. It was a standard practice for an agent to carry a fake diary as part of his legend. Oswald had such a diary. Another standard practice was to pair recruited American agents with wives from Soviet bloc countries so that the wives could keep watch on them. As you know, Oswald returned to the United States with a Russian wife. On November 26, 1963, just 4 days after President Kennedy was killed, General Sarkovsky, Moscow's spy chief, landed unannounced in Bucharest. From him, we learned that the KGB had already launched a worldwide disinformation operation aimed at diverting public attention away from Moscow and toward the CIA. Khrushchev was afraid that if the American media and public opinion should start pointing the finger at Moscow, it could end in a nuclear confrontation. It was crucial, Sarkovsky emphasized, to spread our version about the assassination before Washington could spread its own, so that our disinformation machinery could plant the idea on virgin soil.
Codenamed Operation Dragon, it has become one of the most successful disinformation operations in contemporary history. Blaming the CIA for the KGB's own assassinations and kidnappings abroad was a disinformation tactic that had been introduced by Khrushchev. It essentially killed two birds with one stone. The CIA is by far the world's best intelligence organization. It decisively contributed to the Cold War victory, and it became the world's first line of defense against terrorism and nuclear proliferation. By portraying it as a criminal organization, the KGB hoped to diminish its ability to recruit human assets. To add more fuel, the official Soviet line spread on Oswald was, he never was trusted during his stay in Russia and was suspected of being a CIA agent.
A very clever master of deception, Yuri Andropov, once told me, if a good piece of this information is repeated over and over, after a while it will take on a life of its own and will all by itself generate a horde of unwitting but passionate advocates.
The greatest and grandest of all conspiracy theories was born, and it has never stopped. Numerous books have been written and films made about the assassination of Kennedy. Public opinion polls have consistently shown that a majority of Americans believe there was a conspiracy to kill President Kennedy. The first piece of irrefutable evidence proving that the KGB had launched a disinformation offensive was released by Boris Yeltsin. In his memoir, The Struggle for Russia, Yeltsin revealed a letter.
All right, we got to take a break. I'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up right after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you, and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And I am very, very pleased to welcome my next guest to the program. He is joining me live from Freedom Fest. Actually, might even be going to bump into a friend of mine down there. David Shostokas is down there at Freedom Fest. So who knows? Maybe you guys will see each other a little bit later on.
That'd be great.
Yeah. So I want to welcome to the program Joshua Phillip. And Joshua, I played for my audience. We're in hour number three, but earlier in the program, I played the trailer.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
Of the new film, which is never before. It is, as you and I were talking about, and folks, I just have to tell you, it's coming out on July the 22nd on Epic TV. And I cannot recommend it enough. I know you and I talked a year ago in Dallas. We did some interviews specifically about January 6th. You were there as well. You saw what was going on, and you were concerned that what was being propagated was not at all what you had seen. Talk to me about that, and then how that germinated into this film. I lost your picture.
One sec. I think I'm switching over to another one right now. I apologize for that.
Now we're fine. Okay, one sec. So Joshua and I were in Dallas. It was kind of interesting because we ended up actually my booth at CPAC in Dallas a year ago was right next to Epic Times. So we were next to each other, and it was really neat. I have always enjoyed being able to have just really great conversations with Joshua and with the whole Epic Times team, and so we're waiting.
I don't get as good of a video. Let me see here.
No. There we go. There you are. Now you're back.
There we go. I apologize for that. Yeah, I switched to a different camera. My other one, apparently the battery doesn't agree with me today. So.
That happens. Equipment, technology is great. So let's get back to that. So you were talking about how concerned you were about the fault, what you perceived to be a false narrative that was being perpetrated to a degree. Talk to me about that, and talk to me about how that led to the angle that you took in this film.
Well, you know, January 6th, for me, honestly, was a very kind of dull day. So I was there reporting all day. I was there early, very early morning, before anybody was there. Probably 4 a.m., lining up to get to the press section to hear Trump speak. Trump was late. The crowd was just waiting there the whole time. Little did we know, while we were waiting there, that there were individuals, more than 100 of whom have now been identified as suspicious actors, people who the FBI seems to have very little or no interest in whatsoever, were breaching the Capitol building, while the majority of the crowd, all the Trump crowd, was still listening to Trump speak over at the Ellipse. Now, I was at the Ellipse. Trump, you know, his speech was okay. It was kind of like people were waiting a long time. He was late. It was cold. And then people walked over to the Capitol building afterwards. Walking over, of course, you know, I got separate from my camera crew. There was no phone reception. And so I was just
That's
waiting.
That's interesting, you know, isn't it? Right? I mean, like the phone reception was blocked or something.
Well, we found out that I don't know if it was the FBI or the D.C. police, they had set up electronic surveillance systems. They had electronic warfare systems set up to collect everybody's phone data. So that's what they were doing, and that's why nobody could talk that day. Little did we know. And so, you know, I was separated from my crew, my camera crew, and so I was just waiting for them in the parking lot, trying to find them. And people were just taking selfies with me, just chatting and stuff like that. The day, if anything, for me, was just kind of very dull and cold, and you know, just meeting a lot of nice people. It was like the kind of crowd you would see at an IHOP, you know? they were dressed about the same. Yeah. And they were armed about the same as a crowded IHOP. You know what I mean? It was not in any way a violent crowd as far as I saw. And so when I went back to my hotel room and that night, and I saw what the other media were saying about it, I was like, what the heck? Where did they get this at? Like, this is mind boggling. Where did they get these narratives at? And then I think, like most Americans afterwards, I just watched the media just run with it and make it sound like Americans tried, like, overthrowing, you know, the president of the United States or something like that.
Right.
Or, you know, tried launching the second American Revolution totally unarmed and, you know, waving their flags and stuff like that. And then you start seeing the charges come out, and it's like, you know, criminal trespassing or interrupting an official proceeding. It's like they're misdemeanor charges or crimes that should be misdemeanors, like interrupting an official proceeding, but they want to give people 20 years in prison for that. And I'm watching this, and I'm like, what just happened to my country? And so I had to go through all the footage we've been getting. People have been sending us footage. We have a lot of footage that was leaked to us in some ways. And putting this whole picture together of what really happened on January 6th. And that's the culmination of that is the documentary you just watched.
Well, and Bill Federer was on yesterday, and he's done quite a bit of a deep dive as far as some of the video and different ones. And there was one woman, I guess, that has testified that she was there fairly early, and there was some scaffolding that was set up in pictures that she was engaged in. She went back to her hotel, and In the news media release that was there, that scaffolding was all kind of taken apart as though it had not yet been built. So it was really like a staged scaffolding that was there. Because remember that there were, I think, either four or five stages set up around the Capitol that were authorized by D.C. police. These were events that patriots were holding on the Capitol grounds to talk about issues that they were concerned about, to peacefully hold gatherings together, to have, you know, speakers that were going to come and talk about different issues that they were concerned about. And there's pictures apparently that this woman saw where she was there. And, you know, before anybody was there and all the scaffolding is set up. And then in the film that was on the news, the scaffolding is not finished yet, and yet you have these people in masks and so on and so forth carrying on violent acts. And so you have to ask yourself, well, how did they get there to do that before the scaffolding was built that was there early in the morning for those events?
Yeah, so I'm not aware of, like, scaffolding being taken down. I wouldn't write it off. I do know, based on what you're saying, though, that I did personally see the scaffolding when I was there. I personally saw it. And I also know that there were people who were scheduled to speak at the Capitol building. I know Brandon Strzok, for example, he was scheduled to do a speech there. Brandon Strzok's case is crazy. I interviewed him separately. He's not in the documentary, but I have interviewed him not too long ago. But he was just in the back, you know, basically he was supposed to speak there. Of course, the speech did not happen because, you know, the way that the people had breached the building as Trump was still speaking, in these suspicious actors.
Right.
But as, you know, he got up there, of course, he was recording and people were shouting, you know, take the shield from the police. He just recorded it. Police framed him and said he was the one saying it. And then they said they were threatening to throw him like 20 years in prison unless he pled guilty to it. And they say, you plead guilty to this, we'll give you a slap on the wrist charge and you're out. He pled guilty to a crime he says he didn't commit.
Well, you have the same thing. Look at what happened to Simone Gold. Simone Gold wasn't even able to get to her stage. She was diverted and directed into the Capitol. There's video of that. She talks about that in Nick Searcy's documentary. But then somewhere along the line, they have twisted her arm so hard that they've had her basically coming out and saying she's sorry she ever went there. She wishes she'd never gone. which I understand that. I'm sure that everybody who is now being persecuted and framed and forced to accept sentences that are absolutely outrageous, every single one of them wishes that they'd never gone now.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and that's what we're doing. I talked to another individual, like, did not even enter the building. They're accused of entering the building. There was a couple, actually, their homes were raided by police, you know, armed police, throwing flashbangs in and all the whole nine yards. And they got the wrong guy. They're accusing him of being someone he's eating.
Right, that couple, yeah.
All kinds of stuff like this.
Well, and then the other thing, too, and I know we're going to run out of time because I know you're going to have to jump in just a second here, but the other thing that I think that folks need to really focus in on that you do such a great job is the gentleman who is the expert in how police are supposed to interact and the injuries that took place. Yeah, the injuries that happened to individuals because of what appears to clearly be malfeasance on the part of the D.C. Capitol Police.
Yes. So, yeah, we interviewed Stan Kephart. Stan Kephart, if you look on like the databases for expert witnesses for courts, he's the number one expert, the top expert for courts, recognized in court of law, on use of force. And he says the killing of Ashley Babbitt is a murder. He says the killing of Roseanne Boylan is she very likely did die by being beaten by police while she was unconscious after they gassed her in a tunnel, which sucked the oxygen out, which caused people to trample her.
Right.
And very likely the other two individuals who died of heart complications died because police were randomly throwing these concussion grenades into the crowd. The two individuals who died of heart attacks were struck by those, collapsed, and immediately, you know, went into cardiac arrest or had heart attacks. And died.
Yeah, I know you. Listen, I want to be sensitive to the clock because I'm watching the clock, and I know you've got to run because you've got an interview with Dr. Malone, and I won't want to hold that up. So I'm going to let you go. We are going to reset schedule if we could for next week, and I'd really like you to come back because I want to have a full segment with you so that we can really focus people in on why it's so important that they see your film, and we'll talk about some of the things that you weren't even able to get into the film, such as the Brad Strzok interview that you were just talking about. Joshua Phillip, Epic Times, you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. I'm going to say goodbye to you so that way you can go, sir, because I do know that you need to run, and I really want to be sensitive, and I thank you so very much for taking the time to be with me this morning. Be safe out there. And man, keep telling the truth, brother. I love you, and I appreciate you very much. God bless you.
Hey, Pastor Greg, appreciate it. Thank you.
Absolutely. All right. He needs to run, and I don't want to hold him up. We're going to respect that time. All right. Listen, folks, I want to continue to encourage you. You need to watch Disinformation. You need to see the rest of this. In addition to that, you need to see the Epic Times January 6th, the real January 6th, what the news won't show you. And the Epic Times is releasing that on the 22nd of July. You need to see, we've been running the trailer for this in our program, Capital Punishment, the movie, C-A-P-I-T-O-L, Capital Punishment, the movie, Nick Searcy's film. And we're going to keep fighting the good fight. At the end of the day, folks, at the end of the day, it's Friday. God bless you. Have a great weekend. I'll talk to you on Monday. At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God, and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil, and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. that no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.